This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready! Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left. 23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the postgame show with Schoep and the Bulldog.
What's up? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for being with us. The Bills over the Chiefs again. 30-21 tonight at Highmark Stadium.
Yawn.
I mean, it's getting old beating this team.
That was awesome.
You're not tired of it?
I'm not tired of it. Did you catch Travis Kelce walking off the field after the interception? That sealed it? Like the
golf clap.
Golf clap, right? Like, you know what that is. Like, all right, yeah, we'll see ya. And, you know, fine.
Did you see what Mahomes said to Allen?
We'll do it again.
Let's do it again. That's right.
Do it again. Right.
But hasn't that been sort of the whole week we've just had?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm starting there. that's absolutely the week we've had. And, you know, not feeling the anxiety of a loss because the Bills are in such great shape does not offset the excitement of this win for me at all.
That's right.
Just a really great job. 4th and 2. Right? Kick a field goal, 5-point game. I mean, I'm in a ball on the floor of my living room, terrified at what's going to happen there. Kick that field goal, the ball to Mahomes. Oh, my gosh. 4th and 2, and it's Allen, and just what a run.
So he said that the Chiefs moved into a zone defense on that play to surprise him, but that he figured it out. So 30-21, the Bills go to 9-2, Kansas City falls to 9-1, and the race for the one seed is very much on. Here is Josh Allen.
And just trying to create and keep the play alive. There was a crease and just trusted the feet.
What was the play supposed to be?
Yeah, it's a man concept where Khalil, you know, if there's a man on the left side, we fly the back, try to create some eye candy, if you will, run him through the line. It's just like a mesh play. And again, I don't like that. You hear that? Thank you. They went zone, so just made a play.
Josh, were you guys thinking in that situation that you were going to have to get 7?
Anytime you give the ball back to Pat and that offense, you know, down 6 with the game on the line, you know, I'll tell you what, they like their odds in that situation. So wanting to get 6 or 7 to try to make it a 2-score game and, you know, our defense bowed up there at the end and a heck of a play by TB.
Josh, care to talk about in clutch situations your will to want it more than anybody's want to be?
Yeah, again, I'm going to do anything and everything that I can do to help this team win football games. And sometimes it's, again, handing it off. Sometimes it's throwing it. Sometimes it's running it. So whatever I'm asked to do, I'm just trying to do to the best of my ability.
It's so familiar for you playing big games against this team. What does this mean at this juncture of the season?
Means we got the 9 wins. I know it's a from perception outside perception, it's a really big game, and what it means for both fan bases and the league. We're in week 11. You know, we're 9-2. Last time I checked, 9 wins probably doesn't get you in the playoffs. So, you know, going into this bye week, you get to enjoy ourselves a little bit, but coming back ready, you know, a hungry team and just trying to go 1-0.
Pre-snap, looked like you were making a number of checks. And I know Sean's been praising your command of the offense. Joe's been praising your command of the offense. Is that where you feel like it's showing up most, is pre-snap and the way you're seeing defenses before it moves?
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job in the quarterback room. You know, that starts with Joe, obviously, but it trickles down to RC, Mitch, Shane, Mike, Lubes, and Shermer. So, you know, it takes everybody in that room to give good looks in the meeting room, in practice. You know, it takes a village to get a job done. And I appreciate those guys more than they know in terms of just helping me see things at a very quick pace and just rolling with it. And, again, Joe's out there calling comfortable plays. So, yeah, we're just trying to go out and execute.
There was a social media clip that caught on camera after the game, Patrick Mahomes saying to you about, you know, we'll see you again, obviously a reference to the playoffs. What's your mindset with regard to that? I know.
Yeah, given our history, we tend to meet in the playoffs. So, again, we're not there yet. We'll focus on that when we get there. But we got a bye week and then, you know, tough team coming here, I believe. San Francisco coming here? Yeah, so.
Curtis Samuel involved today, but then also the return of Cooper. Just can you deal with those two guys separately there?
Yeah, you see the catch that Coop made early on in the game, set us up for a touchdown. It's a heck of a play. And then Curtis making plays and utilizing his speed and making guys miss. Still feel like I missed him on a couple throws, and, you know, there's a few ones that I want back. And, again, we'll come in tomorrow, figure it out, and try to get better from it.
This is touchdown. That was the 11th different pass catcher to catch a touchdown from you this season. With all the injuries you've dealt with in that unit, what does it say about them to continue to find ways to score points?
Yeah, guys staying ready. I know Curtis hasn't had the, you know, amount of success that he's wanted in this offense so far, but he's been as consistent as possible. He works his tail off. I trust him implicitly. You know, I threw the ball and I got flipped upside down, and as I was getting up, I put my hands up because I knew he was going to score. But again, sometimes it's your day, and we're going to have to utilize him going forward because when he has the ball in his hands, he's very, very dangerous playmaker. And, you know, I just commend him for how hard he's been working and the composure that he's had throughout the entire season.
How about Ryan Vandermark? He stepped in today for the injured Spencer Brown. What did you see from him and his big start?
Yeah, very, very proud of him. Again, just a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He works his tail off, and he cares. He cares so much about this game. So it was very cool to see him go in there and play as well as he did. I don't know did we have any sacks today? I don't think we did. So, again, did we?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, throw him in there, and, you know, it didn't seem like we missed a beat.
Josh, how would you describe your level? Go ahead, Mook.
Josh, how important was time of possession and being efficient on third down today?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the better you can be on third down, typically the better team you're going to be. You know, moving the chains, time of possession is so big against this type of team and offense. Keeping it away from them as much as possible because you never know what's going to happen when the balls are, you know, the ball's in their hands. So, again, just trying to convert and execute every play call.
Do you have a way of putting into words your level of trust with Khalil?
Yeah, I mean, just throw it to him. Seems like he comes down with everything. You know, felt like I could have put that one in front, that last third down one, a little bit in front, so he didn't take a shot like that. But he's as tough as they come. He just gets the job done. Hey, guys.
Josh Allen and the Bills over the Kansas City Chiefs, knocking the Chiefs from the ranks of the unbeaten. 30-21, the final. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Let's get you the Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Bulldog, you want this?
Sure. Josh Allen, the man you just heard from right there, 27 of 40 passing for 262, one touchdown, one interception, as you may have noticed there at the end there. He mentioned that they did not give up any sacks today. Allen on the ground, boy, it was tough for him early in the game, almost all game long. I felt like Casey did a really good job of kind of closing down on him when he, like, broke out. You know, they had a spy a lot of the time. But, man, that 26-yarder at the end was a work of art. 12 for 55, he ends up on the ground. Very modest elsewhere. 9 for 20 for Cook. Ty Johnson, 5 for 18. Ray Davis, 5 for 11. Receiving-wise, Shakir paces them with 8 catches. That leads the team, as does his 70 yards. Curtis Samuel had a nice day, 5 for 58 and a score. Dawson Knox, 4 for 40. Amari Cooper, 2 for 55. So not a lot of production, but big plays, both of them, setting up the Bills to score their first two touchdowns.
Patrick Mahomes, 23 for 33, 196, 3-2. What is that? Mm-hmm. 11 picks now, including the one by Bernard to seal the game. Xavier Worthy, do you think there was sort of a winking gesture by the Chiefs today with Worthy?
A little, yeah. Going to feed the kid. And that really started off, that was all in the first half, right? I think 4 for 61 and a score for Worthy, but he does nothing in the second half of this game. Hopkins was pretty quiet, 3 for 29. And Kelsey, 2 for 8.
Right.
Noah Gray caught a couple of touchdown passes from Mahomes. Worthy had the other.
Also, hat tip to unknown player, who by my stats went 1 for 5. In the Kansas. Oh, that's going to be the lineman who caught the touchdown, maybe?
Yeah.
Or that wasn't a touchdown. That wasn't a touchdown, but a first down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, unknown player. Well, that's got to feel good.
Mike Caliendo, I think, is that player's name. I see a number 66
You're right.
In my stats.
Not a touchdown, but a first down. Right. We will hear from Sean McDermott at some point. His press conference will be brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Bills over the Chiefs, 30-21, their fourth straight. This is not really, you know, a troll job or anything like that. I'm just saying, it's their fourth straight regular season win against Kansas City. We will see if they meet again in the postseason. And kind of, don't we all want that to happen? Or no? That's maybe asking for too much.
Let me enjoy this.
We'll take the Broncos instead. I don't know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We will take a timeout. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
There you go. Josh Allen with his legs ices this one, a 30-21 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business.
Do you have friends either texting you or... Let me go back. Or let me hurry through this question. Do you have friends who are sort of talking like it seemed shocking to them that the Bills went for it on that fourth down play? Because I do.
I have not gotten any of that. I just got like, you know, wow, what a game, what a player, you know, sort of stuff. I didn't get any analysis from my friend group.
I want to say that there's nothing surprising about them doing it. Were you surprised they went for that fourth and two with a 2-point lead against Mahomes late in the fourth quarter?
I would push back a little on not surprised at all, merely because I think what has been what do McDermott's harshest critics say about him? Like his record is great, the defense is very good year in year out, and they've had excellent results, but in big moments, he sometimes freezes. He makes tactical errors, maybe especially against that team. And so I think the case to kick a field goal, like you can, you know, hey, you know, at least a field goal can't beat us now. We're up 5. I know, you know, Mahomes. I mean, I could hear all of that coming out of a coach's mouth. I don't need it to be, you know, it is McDermott in this case. I was at least mildly surprised. I wasn't stunned because he has been pretty aggressive on fourth downs on balance this year. But to me, it wasn't a no-brainer. I was bracing for a field goal, honestly.
I don't know yet from seeing the people who tweet the data. I don't think it would have been a no-brainer. I mean, there's still a chance there with that much time left for two possessions to happen after that. But, I mean, he deserves more credit than he gets. I mean, his harshest critics might not have the internet. He deserves way more credit than he gets for how he handles fourth down. And I don't know the whole of whether it's his call or whether it's somebody else's call or a team of, you know, quants in the press box who decide it. I think he probably has veto power, but there's no doubt because, you know, this is the NFL in 2024 that there is a group involved in figuring out how to handle those kinds of decisions. And this is one where, like, they just had to go for it on that play. With Allen, here was another day where, like, it was Joe Flacco last week. I know they won, but it's Russell Wilson today. Look at how hamstrung these teams are in short yardage when their quarterback cannot move. Right. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, like, they just have most of what you would want to do as an NFL offense in those situations is completely canceled by the fact that their quarterback is 38 and is just not going to run a sneak or is not going to run a bootleg. They're just not going to do it. And the threat of it doesn't even exist.
Right.
This guy, you talk about how you said earlier how Kansas City was hard on him, you know, physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've only played 20 times in the last 3 years. Like, that's I feel like they know what they're up against with him. And this was also a game which was like, you know, like the pregame show for even both teams, but especially for Kansas City, which had the lead in terms of what's going to happen down the road. So you can do, you're not trying to do things that you know are suboptimal, but you're just sort of, you know, you're just playing ball. And so they were tough on him. That stretch, that drive, I mean, they lose Dawkins for a minute. They lose Shakir for a minute before that.
Yep.
And it felt a little bit scary there. But both guys came back in the game. Allen goes home, and the Bills get the win. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, the Chiefs, and not that we're going to be feeling sorrow or pain for them, but I think they did a pretty good job on Allen on the ground on balance, and then to have him cut your heart out like that at the end just had to be really, really bitter.
Yeah. Well, if I'm the Chiefs, take a shower, have a drink.
Right. Get on the plane.
You didn't want to go undefeated anyway. You didn't want to have to try in week 18. What cool kids have to do that? I mean, you didn't want to have to do that anyway. Bills over the Chiefs, 30-21. We will shortly get connected with the fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. First, though, here's 10 seconds for our affiliates to identify themselves here on the Bills Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Kansas City 9-1. It doesn't get easier. It does get easier. Off to Carolina next week. Bills at 9-2, headed for the bye. Pittsburgh 8-2 with the win over the Ravens today. Of course, 18-16, a Ravens-Steelers game cannot ever not be a Ravens-Steelers game.
That's amazing.
And then Houston playing tomorrow night, leading the AFC South at 6-4. The Chargers have a chance at 7-3. They play tonight against Cincinnati. The Ravens fall to 7-4 in the AFC. Then it's like, I don't know, the Broncos. Big win for Denver over Atlanta today to go to 6-5. We will hear from Sean McDermott eventually. Let's look for your calls first, 716-803-0550. Here is Chris. Hi, Chris. Okay. Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Just had a quick question. Defensive side of the ball, I think Worthy had zero catches in second half. I might be wrong, but that's what I think. And I was just wondering if you had any insight as to how they shut him down in the second half, because he obviously was going crazy first half.
I don't know
what they did, if anything, to try to take him away. I think one of the reasons why he's available is the Bills probably concentrated on Kelsey more than anything else, and I think that that's probably a sound strategy. So Worthy was available some. He was also open on a play in the second half that would have been a big gainer, but Mahomes just fanked. I don't think he ever saw him. He was looking the other way and missed him. So I can't tell you what if anything, they did schematically to change Worthy's fortunes in the second half, but he did get, you're right, he did get shut out in the second half.
When was that play on? That was in the second quarter, right? The long play on the left sideline that he was just out of bounds.
Yeah,
four. So I mean, that would have added to his numbers,
right? Yeah.
I mean,
he's
not
a terrible job by him there.
Yeah, it reminded me of Allen and Kincaid last week. You know, sort of give the guy a better chance. Easy to say, right? I'm watching from my couch, but there's nobody there. Make sure the guy just doesn't get led out of bounds. But you know, Mahomes' best days are behind him. We all know that. He isn't somebody that's been putting up big stats. So even like just with it all happening in the first half, that's a game that looks pretty good for his season so far. But it did dry up.
Yep.
Let's go to Neil next. Hello, Neil.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So I have been very, very harsh for many years over McDermott for a lot of calls, 13 seconds, et cetera. But that 4th and 2 was necessary to beat the Chiefs, because if we were going to go up by 5, I guarantee you they would have come down the field and probably scored on us. That and the Josh Allen run is what broke the back of the Chiefs. It was necessary to get us over the hump. A great, great play by the defense. The defense played fantastic. I thought, you know, Mahomes is not the same. I mean, you can just tell in certain ways he has those amazing moments. But, you know, we did a good job. You know, he had, I think, 5 yards in an attempt. You know, he really wasn't chucking the ball down the field. We took away Travis Kelce, which was huge. Great win with this caveat. This is not our Super Bowl. It's a great win that helps us get to the Super Bowl. But we cannot look at beating the Chiefs in the regular season as our Super Bowl. It's our step toward the Super Bowl.
Well, who is?
It's a great win. Celebrate it, and let's just now do it in the playoffs and keep the momentum going.
Okay, thanks, Neil. I don't think the players are doing that at all, but maybe the fans. Let's go to Sean McDermott.
Guys, staying healthy for the most part. Great team win. Fans were incredible, as always. That's how it goes here. I thought the takeaway early in the game by the defense was important, just from a stealing a possession type of aspect. Certainly the big play by Josh on the 4th down. What else can you say, right? Just an incredible effort. All the phases chipped in. Special teams, I thought Brandon in the return game got going a little bit and made some good decisions, and so he continues to grow each and every week like these young players do. And Curtis Samuel, 2 weeks in a row, showed up and really contributed to the win. I thought, you know, getting him going, getting him some confidence, he's playing hurt a little bit, and certainly appreciate his effort, his resilient nature. And TB on the defensive side with the sack and the interception to seal it there. Again, just the injuries we've been able to kind of persevere and work through, guys stepping in. Vandy was out there. Richard Garage, I think, on the touchdown by Josh. That's his, I believe, first varsity snap in the NFL. And to go in there in that situation is not easy. I know he was fired up about it. So he works extremely hard. It's good to see. And then Zach Davidson getting a catch. First varsity playing time out there. So just overall, great win. This is not the finish line, as we talked in the locker room. This is the next game, and so we get to 9 wins. It's hard to do, so we're extremely grateful for that, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of rest here.
Sean, what went into the decision-making? It looks like you weren't hesitant at all going for it then. What was the mindset there when you were in that 4th and 2?
Yeah, I just felt, you know, we mapped it out during the week and felt strongly that that was the right decision. You know, I don't want to be resulting, if you will, but would have stood by it if it didn't work out. Just felt like, you know, there's been too many games, as you guys know, where Andy and Patrick have come back and you kick a field goal and they go score a touchdown, or it's overtime, you know, just in different games where they've been and they get the ball first and the game's, you know, so they're just way too good to not go for it right there. And you know, so every situation is a little bit different, but felt confident.
Sean, do you ever in the moment, just, I don't want to say like get in awe, but you're watching Josh run, do you ever like, I don't know, like become a fan for a second and be like, I can't believe this is happening, or is it immediately always to the next thing?
You know, we're so process driven out there. It's hard, but you know, just to enjoy watching kind of the final seconds tick off, and then the guys in the locker room, they work so darn hard to prepare and get themselves where they can go in there and play to the best of their ability. It's fun to just watch them celebrate with each other after the game.
Coach, can you talk about how important?
I know you said this is not the finish line, and that's obviously been a theme all week. It's, you know, January is closer to the finish line, at least. But in the moment, does this feel like a statement, or is the history
no
that
statement.
You have?
No statement. No, it's not a statement. It's the next game, and it's hard to win games. You know that, and to win nine and to win against a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls and coached by Andy Reid and quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes, it's always going to be tough. These games that we've played have always been close, and so I just thought it was very high-level competition out there. And hopefully the fans enjoyed it and enjoyed it on TV as well. So just a great atmosphere in Buffalo, and you know, just thankful to be a part of it.
How loud were the fans for you?
Well, when it's hard to hear on the headset, you know, what the coaches in the booth are saying, it, you know, it's pretty darn loud.
You realize that this is 7 out of 8 seasons. This is your winning season again. It's your ninth win.
Yeah, very grateful. Humbled by it too. Takes a lot of people to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. So just again, very grateful for it.
Coach, care to talk about time of possession in third down?
Time of possession was big. You know, like the first takeaway by the defense, I thought we were able to steal the possession. We deferred. They had the ball. So when you're able to get that first possession away from them, that was key for us. You know, they're coming into the game, they were the number one offense from a time of possession standpoint, so we knew that. And so the amount of touches, just trying to give Josh as many touches as possible with the ball in his hands, and that showed up, you know, down the stretch on that fourth down in particular.
Sean, what did you make of Curtis's game today?
Yeah, solid, very solid. Good to get him going. You know, like I said a week ago, you know, with he'd been playing through some injuries last week, this week the same. And I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, just him remembering how good of a player he is. You know, I mean, he's confident, made some huge plays for us tonight, obviously the touchdown in the fourth quarter there, early part of the fourth quarter. He's tough and tough-minded, and those are two good things.
Talk about Von Miller, you know, surpassing Derek Thomas, one of the greatest all-time sack leaders, surpassing his idol today.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, we kind of celebrated it before, I think, when he tied DT, and I know he looks up to him, right? And I just think it's an amazing mark on an amazing career, and Von is still so humble, and to have his mindset and possess that, that type of mindset. Only the elite have ever been in that kind of stratosphere where Von has been, and he's left a mark on our team in terms of his mentality, his approach week to week.
You guys have a handful of new players in new roles this year. What can a win like this do for the team's confidence, especially going into the bye in the second half of the season?
That's a good question. I'll let you know after we come out of the bye, I think. You know, this is, again, you're going against the defending Super Bowl champs. And I just think when you play close games, the NFL the margins are very, very thin, very small. So you're in the close games every week. To be able to win close games and then to be able to win them against the defending Super Bowl champs, it's just really experience, to your point, right? These young guys seeing the atmosphere, having to go out there and play, the experience that a lot of these guys are getting through the fact that they're young, but also through some of the course of the injuries that we've dealt with, is good in terms of building up wisdom, building up, hey, I've been here before type of a feeling. Good? All right, thanks, guys.
The Bills beat the Chiefs 30-21 to improve to 9-2, six straight wins. No game next week, then San Francisco, which lost to Seattle at home today, here 2 weeks from tonight, Sunday Night Football. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog for your calls here after a break, 716-803-0550. This is Buffalo Bills football. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Bills 30, Chiefs 21. Kansas City's first loss of the season and fourth straight regular season loss to Buffalo. Bills at 9-2, running away with the AFC East. Miami, at least, was good enough to win a game today in the division, not the Jets or the Patriots, two home losses there. No game next week for the Bills. Then it's San Francisco, which is 5-5. They go to Green Bay and then come here these next two games. Not great.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not great for the defending NFC champs, but that should be fun to talk about and watch 2 weeks from tonight. This game was, I don't know, complicated for talking about it purposes over the course of the week. Neither team was really exactly that bad off with a loss here. Does that seem right now when it comes to the Chiefs, what the Bills had at stake today? How do we look back on what this week has sounded like?
I'm going to try to remember how good it felt watching them win, even though I didn't have the threat of fire beneath my feet. That is something we did talk a lot about this week, and I just didn't have the anxiety because the thought of waking up tomorrow morning or sitting here tonight with you doing this and having the Bills at 8-3 with still a four-game lead on Miami and having swept them already in the season series, I just didn't feel like there was going to be a, you know, this wasn't the juice because there was no real downside. But getting the win, now week off, get healthy, and let's see if we can get a race going here for this one seed. You know, I it feels really good to get the win, and I think I allowed myself to sort of downplay how good it would feel because it really does feel it does really feel good.
Let's go to Justin next. Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I think you know, a win's a win, right? Like it's a heavyweight fight between two top teams. I don't care if it's a knockout. I don't care if it's a decision. A win's a win. My question for you guys is, you know, after that 4th-and-2 run, do you guys feel like Allen's draft – or not draft stock, but his MVP stock has gone up, especially compared to how Lamar played today? I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
I think absolutely his stock will be better than it was going into this game. I might even wager that he'll be the in front. I think he'll have the best odds.
He already does.
Tonight. He already does. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't wait until, you know, the bank opens, Justin. Allen 2-1.
Good line.
Josh Allen plus 200. Lamar Jackson plus 225. Jared Goff plus 750. Mahomes plus 1,000. So, yeah, like that's already tipped. Not surprising. I don't know what kind of day Jackson exactly had. I mean, they scored 16 points. But make a field goal. Maybe this guy needs to learn how to kick.
Yeah.
That could help him win the MVP for a third time.
that could have helped him today for sure.
Marvin is next. Hello, Marvin.
Hey, Schoep and the Bulldog. How you guys doing?
Great, Marvin. Thank you.
Real good. I'm calling to talk about Shakir and how he's been the steady, consistent catch grabber with all the injuries that they've had on offense. They're getting a little healthy. It's kind of weird because I know that Brown and Kincaid were out, but having that backup come in at right tackle and Josh Allen saying in his press conference, you know, plug and play it. No yep. difference if it was Spencer Brown or him, I think is just out of control. And it just goes to show how good this team is. And when you can beat up on Kansas City, when they come into Buffalo, and Bills Mafia just needs to remember to feed the pit, 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 the pit must eat, the pit must eat, feed the pit.
I was really wondering how long he was going to go.
Me too. I just wanted to know how many times he would say it.
If we didn't jump in. I'm glad that fire put itself out.
Good for you,
eventually.
Man.
It burned for a little while. I think the point about them hopefully getting healthy here is a good one. I'm so impressed by this offense and Allen putting 30 on that defense with a backup right tackle and without Keon Coleman and without Dalton Kincaid. They couldn't run the ball a lick, and they still put 30 on that team. I mean, that is really impressive. This game was all set up for us to be sitting here at this time going, well, you know, we didn't have all our guys, and maybe it'll be different, you know, should they meet again in January. But they just took it. And that was a hard game. I mean, the Bills end up winning by 9. Man, into the fourth quarter of this game, it was just nobody could really do anything on offense for a pocket of that game. It was a really tough, hard-fought game. I'm really impressed the Bills got to 30 points, again, on a day where, you know, they didn't have their full complement of dudes.
I am, too. I had a vision of this game that was kind of even easier than this, where the Bills got up. The way the game started had me thinking that might have been a good instinct. They get an interception, they walk right in, they're in the lead. But Kansas City did not, you know, light a cigarette tonight. Like they kept 23-21 mid fourth quarter. Like they kept right. playing, like they wanted it, which should not be surprising to me or anyone else. But I had a vision of this game where the Bills got up and then it was like, okay, we're playing backups and the Chiefs really didn't want to have to try all these weeks coming up, you know, anyway. But it was not that game. You know, the Bills made them earn it. The Chiefs made the Bills earn it, which they ultimately did. 30-21, the final. Sunday Night Football is Cincinnati at the LA Chargers, just underway in LA. We'll get you any score updates as we go, as we continue post-game coverage. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Has time, rolls to his right to buy more, heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Terrell Bernard! Game, set, match! Buffalo's gonna emerge victorious with 107 to play!
Terrell Bernard with one of two Bills interceptions of Patrick Mahomes today, 30-21 the final, as the Bills improve to 9-2. Kansas City falls to 9-1. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Welcome to the show, Richard Garage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a name that speaks to your ethos, I believe.
Right. It's a hockey thing, but sure. Worked out today. I'm flattered. I got a few people tweeting that at me yesterday and today when it was, you know, known that he was getting called up. So yeah.
This is G-O-U-R-A-I-G-E.
Correct.
Almost like it should be Richard Garage, but it's right. Just right. as well. He yeah. fills in for Deion Dawkins. That looks scary. You saw on TV Sean McDermott walk onto the field toward Dawkins. All right, that's not great. If it calls for the head coach walking on the field, and he turned around and didn't even get as far as to Dawkins, then CBS went to commercial. I'm like, oh, that's maybe even worse.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to get as far as to the player, but that wouldn't have been right because Dawkins was able to return to the game. Cincinnati and the Chargers playing the Sunday Night Football game. The Bengals just punted, no score in the first quarter. Let's go to Liam next. Hi, Liam.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great, Liam. Thanks for calling us.
Sorry, dropped my phone. First off, I wanted to say, like, can we get the guys who tell McDermott to go on fourth down to give him the challenge calls as well? But really, my point is, I couldn't figure out all week. We were talking about, like, this game doesn't really matter. And to me, this game mattered more than anything. We are about, what, halfway through the season? If we lost tonight, it wouldn't have mattered too much for the division. But we would have really had nothing to play for the next month and a half. And the same with the Chiefs. They would have had nothing to play for. They could have sat their guys for what feels like a month at most at the end of the season. I just couldn't understand why no one really got up for this game. So I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts for that, because I thought this game was huge, and I'm so happy we ended up winning. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know. I mean, it certainly wasn't that one-sided, but it was an interesting conversation all week, and it never had anything to do with the players. I mean, the players were never even necessarily aware. Like, it would have been crazy to them, perhaps, to think, like, what? Like, we're not, this isn't important? So Kansas City would have had going undefeated to play for. I mean, we talked to people from Kansas City through the week, and it was kind of like, whether it was someone local or someone national, it was kind of like everybody said the same thing, which was, if they win this game as an underdog in Buffalo, then they go to Carolina, then they play the Raiders. Like, then it starts to become a topic, like whether they win them all. They would have had that to play for, but if I'm the Chiefs, I'm not hoping to lose here, but I'm relieved, because that's not what this year is about.
Right.
And they have benefited, even when they were not the one seed last year, they have benefited from not having to push so hard down the stretch of the regular season. That's just a logical reality, a truth. And the Bills would do well. I mean, think it's the opposite of last year. They would do well to avoid that. And that might not be the case now, which is not a bad thing. You're playing for the one. But I don't know. Like, if I'm Kansas City, I've been living on the edge for 2 months, barely beating teams like Denver and Tampa. Like, all right, you know, fine. Let's look at the big picture.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't want to try to rewrite history here and change how I sounded all week. It was never to me a game that didn't mean anything, or that the result wouldn't mean anything if you got it. I mean, the incentive to get the game and stay in a race for the number one seed is a very real thing to be pursuing, and I'm glad they got the win. The point was simply, it doesn't have the same juice, because the urgency of the, you know, what happens with a loss is not that bad. I mean, yes, you would kiss the one seed goodbye, but you'd still be competing the rest of the year for the two or the three or the whatever. And so, you know, there was just a little something lacking to me from the run up to the game, because they're just really, the downside wasn't very steep. And, you know, it's fine. You talked this week about liking this spot because it's relaxing.
I love this week.
Whereas I need that anxiety to get that edge. But, you know, to me, there's no overstating. It was an excellent job. They beat a very good team. They scored 30 points on a defense that is very hard to handle without their full complement of dudes. And they're in a race for the one seed now. And they have a week off. You know, it's a pretty nice feeling sitting here right now with that win in your pocket.
You craved and missed that anxiety. I have teenagers. I do not. Tom is next. Hello, Tom. Not to blame them.
How are you? I'm generally a skeptic about officials favoring certain teams, but without Allen's TD run, I'll bet the talk would all be about the non-review of Mahomes' first down pass with under 2 minutes. How could that play not be reviewed? I mean, the things on CBS had absolutely hit the ground.
Which play? I'm lost.
On the pass play that they didn't review, just under 2 minutes, Mahomes threw the ball.
Okay.
They didn't review
it. Over the middle, and it looked like the ball kind of came loose. I surmised quickly. Like, that's a Booth review. I'm sure they looked at it and reached the same conclusion that I reached, which was, it was moving a little, but I think he had control of it. And if it hit the ground, I think you're still allowed to do that as long as the ground isn't helping you make the catch. And to me, that was not going to be overturned. I didn't think. I mean, it's just me. But I surmised that they would have looked at that and quickly decided the same thing I decided, which was that we're not overturning that.
How about Mac Hollins on the Samuel touchdown?
Right. Holy cow. I mean, did he ever get his money?
Can you actually listen to a person talk about how the Chiefs get all the calls? Can you actually just sort of stand there and listen to them and not go insane? Because I cannot. No. I mean, just pick what you want. Pick your narrative. Speaking of picks, Hollins on that play, You want this guy calls in is like, oh, we would have been talking about this. You think Kansas City's not talking about that? They lost. I mean, yep. On their postgame show, somebody is sort of flipping out. Are they going as far as say the Bills get all the calls? Hopefully for everyone listening, sanity, they're not. But just, I mean,
the best I can do on that is
take a shower.
Hollins got so much of the guy that maybe they thought it was an accident. You know, like you're always there's always intent on those pick plays, rub plays, however you want to describe them. And usually it's like, I'm trying to make it look accidental if I do make contact with him. Like, I'm just running my route. I'm in my space here, and then we collided. That was so blatant that it must have, maybe the officials just thought that couldn't have been.
That had to be an accident.
Right. It was absurd. Cleaned that guy out.
We don't have space ref for that. Well, right. Let's go. It's a more interesting season if the Chiefs lose. Come on.
I got to get the what did the Bills end up with? Two penalties on the day?
Two or three.
I mean, holy cow. Yeah, today's not your day for complaining about the Chiefs getting the calls.
It's like, interesting season this way. Come on, like, you're an Atlanta fan. It's just a way more interesting season if they lose. I'm not saying it's fixed. I'm just saying, like, anybody who thinks they would want Kansas City, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. This is better. It's a race. This is better. They've got 7 weeks of ads to sell. You think they want one team running away with the one and resting Patrick Mahomes for Carson Wentz because, like, they're three games up? I don't. Bills over the Chiefs, 30-21, getting connected with the fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today or when they open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Bills 30, Chiefs 21. Another great game between these two rivals. Perhaps the best rivalry or matchup, at least, in the NFL these days. Sounds like from traffic, Bulldog. Derek's saying, don't leave the stadium if you're there.
Mm.
He's like, it's just that bad out.
Spend some more quality time with your friends.
Just don't. No reason to leave. I mean, maybe they'll make you. If they make you, they make you. But really, don't expect to get home by car at a reasonable pace. Right now, yeah. Just don't expect that. We'll take a few more calls. We've got Von Miller from the Bills locker room coming up. Here's Scott next. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So earlier in the program, Mike, you mentioned, do we want to face the Chiefs in the playoffs? I say absolutely. Being here in Massachusetts, I can liken it to when the 2004 Red Sox beat the Yankees to get to the World Series, they reversed the curse. I say that the Bills have to do the same thing. If we get to Vegas without going through Kansas City, there'll be those naysayers that say, yeah, you got there, but you didn't win the playoff team. You didn't beat the team that you couldn't beat. So to be the man, you got to beat the man. You got to get over that mountain that is Kansas City. That way there's no negative talk back from anyone else.
Oh, man, not for me. I don't remember asking that. The game's in New Orleans, by the way, and I don't care if the Bills beat the who do you want? Titans.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah. Who cares? Like, think back in Super Bowl history. Does anybody know or even care for 1 second who the teams that got there beat? I don't. So I think playing Kansas City again makes it harder. I don't believe I would have said I want to play them again. I think it's possible that you will, maybe even likely.
It undeniably is harder, I think. You know, it also, I think, is undeniably sweeter if you beat them to get there. But, you know, to say, like, there'd be some missing link or something it otherwise. Sure, people will say everything. Everything gets said.
Everything gets said.
It doesn't matter how preposterous it is. So, you know, we're going to be too busy, like, recovering from, like, four-month hangovers to worry about it. So I'm not that concerned.
Same. Allie is next. Hello, Allie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had just a comment and a question for you fellas. I live out in Denver, and Cam Lewis played out of his mind. I forget sometimes how good he is when he's, like, not on defense, but he just wanted to give him his flowers because he was just flying around. And then I had a question. We were discussing this. Did y'all notice our defensive linemen and pass rushers, like when Mahomes was getting out and running, like seemed like they were almost pulling back or like didn't want to go just like lay him out. Like it looked like they were maybe not being as physical. And I don't know if that was just maybe we were, you know what I mean? We were noticing that, but I was just curious if you guys noticed that and if it looked like they were hesitating, you know, worried about getting a roughing the passer call or something like that. Cause they definitely hit him a few times, but
yeah,
it seemed like they were hesitant a little bit. So just curious for your thoughts.
Sure.
I think that might be a reflection of them trying to keep, be disciplined and try to keep him in there rather than get him. I mean, obviously get him on the ground is what you want, but if you do that too aggressively, you give him the opportunity. You say the same thing about Josh Allen, to get out of the pocket, roll to his right and create something big downfield. And so I think they had a concerted effort to try to keep him in the pocket. And that I think can look like you're not going as hard as maybe you could be.
Maybe. Thank you for the Cam Lewis point. Like, he had a stretch of plays in the second half where, like, the ball was always finding him, and he held up great. So I'm glad you brought his name up. Steven is next. Hello, Steven.
Hey, good evening, guys. Great win for Buffalo. I got to say this. I was looking on the Bills' website. 8 of their 9 wins were 30 or more points. So that says a whole lot about where this team is at. You know, offensively, kudos to the defense with the injuries they've sustained. They've managed to, you know, again, 2 picks tonight against Mahomes. And I got to say this, you know, it was looking like throughout the game, Kansas City was stopping Buffalo in the running game. But I want to remind everybody that the longest run from scrimmage was Josh Allen for a touchdown, and Cook had 2 running TDs. So regardless of how many yards were racked up running, I think the Bills had a great running game because that was 3 of their TDs. And I just want to say this as well. This morning, Carl Dukes on his nationally syndicated show, he was saying the game of the week was going to be Pittsburgh and the Ravens. Well, I wanted to get through, I couldn't, but I you know, especially after what we saw today, the game of the week was the one we saw today in Orchard Park because Buffalo just came out, and I got to say this, I got to apologize. I've been a Bills fan since the 60s, and if you remember, I called in after the Bills lost to the KC Chiefs in the playoff game in Buffalo last year, and I basically had said, don't tell me this is a championship team unless they beat KC in the offseason. Well, Chris Brown and Eric Wood and Sal Capaggio mentioned about that, and they were saying, well, people say it doesn't matter if they beat the KC Chiefs in the season, like in this game, it's in the postseason. Well, I got to say this, Buffalo today proved me wrong. They are a championship team. They spoiled the KC Chiefs' perfect season, and they proved that they deserved to be in the Super Bowl. Now, yes, that remains to be seen. And I also say that, you know, Josh Allen is definitely in the running for MVP top one now. But to me, what they've done this season, this has given me more hope since the days of Jim Kelly and Andre Reed and all those guys of Buffalo getting back to the big one and finally shaking off that stigma of not being able to win the Super Bowl. So go Bills, and I'm telling you, we got a great team, and I'm very happy, and Josh Allen is totally amazing.
Thanks, Steven. We'll continue post-game coverage with Von Miller coming up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Bills 30, Chiefs 21. Let's go to the locker room now. Locker room audio brought to you by Reimer Home Services. For everything your home needs, trust Reimer. Here is Von Miller.
Do you like more than one win today?
It felt like a great team win. It felt like everything that we've been doing individually, unit-wise, and all together just kind of came to a head at the right time. I'm so proud of my guys. Man, my quarterback, I fucking love this team, you know, from the coaching staff, from the front office guys to the coaching staff to the players that we have in here, man. It's a beautiful thing to be in the league 14 years, man, and you know, still be able to experience this, man. It never gets old. I'm so proud of everybody. Proud of my quarterback, proud of my offense. Great team win. Defense, we played great. Terrell Bernard was on fire today. D-line, we did a great job keeping them in the pocket. I'm just so proud of everybody, and I'm proud of myself, too. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, that I fought publicly and privately, and, you know, to still be able to come out on top at 35 years old playing in games like this and to still be able to contribute. I was sitting outside before I came in, and, you know, I'm just so proud of myself from being knocked down and still standing up and getting back up time and time again. So this is a crazy night, amazing night. It's not the Super Bowl, though, but, you know, we're going to celebrate this one for sure and, you know, take this momentum into the bye week and, you know, who knows after that. But we're going to celebrate this one tonight.
Talk about, you know, you told me Friday that, you know, in pressure moments you rise to the occasion. Yes. And today you got a sack, and not only was it a great sack because you surpassed your idol, Derek Thomas, man. So just care to talk about what that mean, you know, with that sack surpassing Derek Thomas.
You know, this is why they brought me in here, you know, and to be able to contribute and wins like this to get over the hump. And it just feels good to be able to do my job. And, you know, we kind of spoke it into existence, you know, right there playing dominoes. And, you know, you never really know about the stuff that you say. And I always try to speak with a positive tongue and be optimistic because you never really know. And, you know, that's one of those things that we're talking about contributing and going out there and getting the win, and it happened for us. So, like I said, man, I'm proud of myself, proud of my team, you know, keeping a positive mindset and to still come out here and work, man. And, you know, 35 years old, 14 years in the game, and I still love it. It never gets old, for sure.
John, what was the mindset coming in with the group of edge rushers? Because Greg had a good game, you had a good game, AJ was flying on.
Yes.
What was kind of the group message in that group?
You know, we like to you know, perceive our occupation or our job in the game as the tip of the spear. You know, we the first ones out there. You know, we the front line. You know, we lead by example, and the team kind of goes how we go. And, you know, the speech from Coach McDermott was like, it's just another game, and, you know, 100 years from now, nobody's going to remember. And, you know, we were like, this is a big game. This is why we're here. When the bright lights come on, we rise to the occasion. We don't need to sugarcoat it to take the pressure off us. Pressure comes from within, and everybody in that defensive line room kind of rose to the occasion. And, like I said, it was a special moment, and to be able to – you know, be optimistic and speak great things into existence. It's a wonderful feeling for sure.
During the week, a lot of you guys seem to sort of say, like, this is great, but you've got to be able to do it in January, yeah, too. But now that you're in the moment, does this feel like a statement kind of win?
Yeah, it's a statement win. They were undefeated. Like I said, it's not our Super Bowl. Like, the season's not over. You know, we're not going to the Super Bowl or anything like that. But we have to celebrate wins. Like, this is so hard to win in this league. It's so hard to win in this league. It's so hard to have success in this league. It's so much that goes into that 60 minutes that we play on Sunday night, Sunday afternoons. So you have to be able to debrief and take a step back and look at all the great things that you do. And then break it down. You know, look at all the great things that you do. Well, look at all the things that you can improve on. Wash it away and, you know, continue. And we've done a great job with that all season long. This is a good one. We're going to celebrate this one. And we got a bye week, too, so we might celebrate this one for 2 days instead of just one. It'll be a great night in Buffalo for sure.
First half, they didn't involve Kelsey much, didn't involve Hopkins much, but a little bit more in the second half. But what did you think you did well against those guys?
You know, they do a great job. I think Patrick Mahomes does a great job of finding the open guy. You know, he's not just looking at one guy to make plays. And, you know, more oftentimes than not, it's usually Kelsey or Hopkins. But Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. He's going to find the open guy. We saw 66 get plays. We saw Steele get plays. You know, he's passing around to whoever's open. They do a good job of spreading it out. So it puts stress on the defense that you just can't focus on one guy. And they do a great job offensively. They have a really, really well-coached team. All the respect in the world for the Chiefs. It was a hard-fought win, and, you know, the time ran out, and we were able to get the dub.
You said it's not our Super Bowl, but there will be people who claim that, like, this is your Super Bowl. There is a lot of football left to be played.
Yep.
But is there a way of knowing that maybe this team is different or feels different?
Nope. I think, you know, the last three seasons we played the Chiefs, we won in the regular season. You know, last year we went to KC and we won. The year before we went to KC and we won. Last year we lost to KC in the playoffs. I think we get so caught up in what's next or what about the past. Like, you got to be where your feet are. We won today. We did some great things today. There's some things that we have to work on today for sure. We're going to debrief this one. We're going to celebrate this one for sure. debrief this one and get ready for a very good 49ers team. If we can just continue to take steps to being the team that we know we can be, it's still room for us to grow. If we continue to take steps to be the team that we can be, when January comes, you know, we can that'll be our Super Bowl. Those will be the wins that we've been working all the way from the spring. Those will be the wins that we can – those will be the statement games for us if we could just keep taking those bite-sized wins.
Hey, Vaughn, all that said, you expect to see the Chiefs again?
100%. 100%. In some form or fashion, whether it's at our place or their place, we're going to see the Chiefs again, whether it's in the division round or the AFC Championship or whatever it may be. We're going to see the Chiefs again for sure.
I mean, as crazy as it may sound, how important was it to, you know, shut down the run, make Kansas City one-dimensional, and let Patrick Mahomes try to beat you with his arm?
I think we could have been better on first down. We could have been better on first down. They were getting a huge chunk on us in the first half. We kind of slowed it down in the second half. On the offense, we played great complimentary football. Offense bailed us out and scored some points for us. But we got to be better on first down. We got to get them in some, you know, second and nine, you know, second and eight. That way we can have some more third and six, third and sevens, third and eights. So they did a really good job on first down of getting chunk yards, and it put a strain on us on third down. They had a lot of third and ones, third and twos. But that just comes with playing a great team. You got to be able to adjust and play defense on the fly. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Von Miller and the Bills get home against Kansas City, and now they get next week off. Well, they would have anyway. 9-2, Chiefs 9-1 heading to Carolina, and that should be nice. We will see you again or talk to you again on postgame in 2 weeks when the Bills host San Francisco on Sunday Night Football, December 1st. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the rest of your night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.